It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA releases their weekly crop progress, crop condition ratings report from April to November. But during the winter months and the month of March, we see individual states release their crop condition ratings. We'll talk about that after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
For the month of March, there's four states that release weekly crop progress reports. And those are, of course, the winter wheat states of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Colorado. It gives us an idea of just where the winter wheat crop is at, how it's been advancing, especially since last week. So far, we've been seeing the crop deteriorate because of dry conditions, and this week or last week was no difference as we saw another decline in crop condition ratings for the winter wheat crop. Kansas's crop dropped 6% to now be rated at 46% good to excellent. Oklahoma's dropped 4% down to 14% good to excellent. Colorado saw a 5% decrease to 24% good to excellent. Well, Texas did see a 1% increase, putting that crop at 16% good to excellent. Now, you have to remember back to January when we saw the acreage report come out, or we actually saw a huge increase in winter wheat acres in Oklahoma and Texas. Well, that's starting to look a little bit suspect that those acres are not going to go into the harvested category as their conditions continue to decline. Now, the forecast for the winter wheat region is calling for warmer, drier conditions to continue for the next 7 to 10 days, but then in the 11 to 14 day, there is rain in the forecast. We'll see if that develops, but at this point, with the wheat coming out of dormancy and with little rain in the forecast, it appears that we could be looking at maybe a little bit lower harvested acreage crop than first anticipated, and we could possibly see yields get impacted a little bit. Overall, this is somewhat supportive to the winter wheat crop, and we'll continue to monitor it as it moves forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.